the Bob Almanac, and B from B's on the River. Brian B. Bob stands for B. We got B's everywhere.
Right.
Almanac, the next letter after Almanac is B, so that fits. We do have an Almanac salute here today.
Of all you've heard about Ronald Reagan, there is someone you haven't heard from. A person who's had almost as much impact on the history of our nation as the president himself. As a rule, Supreme Court justices don't give many interviews. But Justice Sandra Day O'Connor sat down with us to talk about the man who made her the first woman on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, Sandra Day O'Connor, nice enough to sit down with the 60 Minutes folks a few decades ago. She passed away. She passed away just shortly after Allie and I got done with the Friday Almanac. And so we weren't able to mention her then. But she passed away. She was 93.
I was going to say.
She had advanced dementia, respiratory illness, according to the Supreme Court, and their release as far as the cause of death. The first woman to serve on the Supreme Court. She was appointed by Ronald Reagan, then sworn in 1981.
Good run for Sandra Day O'Connor.
Sandra Day O'Connor, now
historic
gone.
Figure.
Yes,
yeah.
Historic figure, now gone.
But
not forgotten. Monday, December 4th, 338th day of the year, 1619. This is believed to be the first ever Thanksgiving. 38 colonists from Berkeley Parish, England, disembark in Virginia and give thanks to God. Considered by many the first Thanksgiving in the Americas. 1619.
Was it turkey? And
no.
Seven,
well, it may have been, because I know for a fact they did not put gravy on their sage dressing.
Mm, that's unfortunate.
Well, if mine was as dry as yours, I probably would have had to use gravy. Am I right, Brian?
Yeah.
I mean, it's dry.
Probably.
If you make good dressing that's nice and moist, you don't need gravy on it.
Well, you don't need to. It just adds.
Did you make
gravy's better
on everything.
It makes
it sloppy.
Did you make a turducken, or what did you? Did you pull a John Madden, or did you just make a turkey?
I just make a turkey. Still stuff my turkey in that.
That's good.
The moisture
you
need.
The secret to that is you stuff it. You stuff the turkey like 4 or 5 days before, right, Brian? Isn't that the key? And then you only serve that to the family members you don't like, right?
That would be the key right there, the ones you don't like.
Right. So this date.
That's not your bowl.
I patented. There's our patent of the day. This date, Manila paper was patented. Manila paper was originally made from old sails from boats, canvas, and rope. And it was patented on this date in Massachusetts, 1843. Where would we be without Manila folders, Manila envelopes?
We have to have
Manila,
them.
Manila, Manila. You know, Manila in the Philippines isn't bad either.
No. I've often wanted to visit there.
Ferdinand Marcos used to like it as well.
Right.
1843. 1867 here this date. This was from Minnesota, and it happened not far from here.
Members of the Grange, it is my pleasure to welcome you to Chicago. All right, now let's hear it from you. How do you feel about the Grange?
People loved the Grange back in the day. Charles Ingalls loved the Grange. The Grange was formed on this date. And former farmer Oliver Hudson Kelly. You've heard of the Kelly Farm, Neil?
Oh, yeah. It's right
down
up
the road here.
Yeah.
There's a big plaque. It talks about husbandry. And it was called the Order of the Patrons of Husbandry.
Mm.
And later became known as the Grange. It was basically like a union of farmers. And they would battle against the railroads and other evil entities that wanted to take away their land and make it harder for them to make a buck.
Sure.
So they were the Grange. The Grange was begun on this date by the one and only Oliver Hudson Kelly. Huh. He put his farm there. Remember, he put his farm there because they thought that was going to be the capital of Minnesota, right on the Mississippi River.
Oh, sure.
Right here off of 10.
Yeah.
And that's no BS. You've heard that story before, have you not?
Yes.
Okay. So that was this date, 1867, 1918. Woody Wilson became the first president to travel outside the U.S. while in office. He tried to keep us out of World War I, and then he went over there to help end it. He actually did. He took up a post.
He did?
No. He went there for the Versailles Peace Conference.
Yeah. And what would become the Treaty of Versailles.
And there have been treaties of Paris as well.
Yes.
And sadly, the Germans didn't follow.
Not so
Hitler,
much.
Most notably, did not follow the parameters that were in the Treaty of Versailles.
No.
And thus we got World War II as a result, 1918. How about 1954?
Have it your way. Have it your way. Have it your way at Burger King.
First ever Burger King opened on this date. It was actually called Insta Burger King originally, 1954. Couple of guys opened it up in 54. What do you think of char broiling as compared to frying? You as a master chef, you could show Chef Ramsay a thing or two, Brian. I'm pretty sure about it.
Well,
could you say, just once, could you say, shut it down? Have you ever said in your kitchen, shut it down?
I have not.
You have not. Well, then you got a good kitchen right there. There's no reason to shut it down.
No.
I imagine your walk-in cooler's never been measured at 71 degrees.
It has not, no. Only when we're shutting them down to clean them.
That happened on one of those episodes. He took the temperature gauge at the walk-in cooler. It was 70-something degrees.
That won't work.
That will not work. But anyway, so the Burger King, Insta Burger King, opened this day in 54. What are your thoughts on the flame broiling as compared to frying?
Well, you know what, Jim? In Jackie B's,
yes.
we put them on the flat top and we fry them. And at B's on the River, we do a flame broil over the char broiler.
So you get them both ways.
We get them both ways. So
have it your way.
Have it your way. So if they come in and they ask me, I say, well, you just have to drive 10 miles down the road
to
the other one.
Yeah, right. Very nice. So, and then a couple of guys bought it from this original guy, and then they sold it for a few million to Pillsbury in the late 60s. It's one of the foods that built America. And if I was pressed and asked, I would always choose the flame broiling of Burger King over the frying of McDonald's. And I think over and over, time and time again in surveys, taste tests, and in polls, people prefer the flame broiling, but they still go to McDonald's more than they go to Burger King.
Right.
Do you know why that is, Neil? You're smart.
I don't know. No? Somewhere Burger King got a little bit of a bad rap.
I think it's advertising, too, and it's promoting. Perception is reality.
Yeah.
Everybody tells you how good Burger King or how good McDonald's burgers are, but there are so many better ones out there. But it's McDonald's. They almost at some point made it prestigious to go there. And plus, I got a big purple guy, Grimace.
Yeah, Grimace.
Right?
But when I go to McDonald's, I don't order a hamburger. I just don't. I don't.
Well, you get filet of fish. You look like a filet of fish guy.
I like their filet of fish.
I figured.
Chicken is better.
It's very flaky.
Right.
So that was this state, the first Burger King in 54. How about in 56? You know who that is. That's Elvis.
So.
But he also has in his tow Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and Johnny Cash.
Ooh, million-dollar quartet.
Million-dollar quartet. They're working on it in between songs here. Sun Records in Memphis. Sam Phillips got them together. And little did he know what he had right there in that mountain.
Can you imagine the star?
So this was the date that all four of them were in there in an impromptu recording session. Sam Phillips laid it down at Sun Records and Studios in Memphis, but they didn't release it as an album, or they didn't release any of the music for 25 years.
Wow.
They didn't know what they had, or at least they lost it.
Amazing.
I think the secretary went and took it home.
Might have.
Yeah, in 65.
Who is that guy? He's sensational. Oldest looking teenager I ever saw. Who cares? Look at that dance of his. Must be an original.
You remember when Fred Flintstone used to invent dances?
Oh, Twinkle Toes.
This was the Frantic. He dropped a bowling ball on his foot and he invented a dance called the Flintstone Frantic. And then later on in the episode, he invented the Flintstone Flop.
Right.
Freddie Flintstone invented the Frantic with the Bo Brummels as guest stars this date on Flintstones.
That's good.
Going back to 1965. That episode and the one with Goggles Paisano.
Yes.
Probably two of my most favorite. Let's remember this guy today.
What makes the Sphinx the seventh wonder? Courage. What makes the dawn come up like thunder? What makes the Hottentot so hot? What puts the ape in apricots? What have they got that I ain't got?
Courage. You could say that again.
Burt Lahr died at the age of 72 here this date. Cowardly Lion.
So good.
I'm sure he did other things, but
that
Cowardly Lion.
Yeah, that
was
made him a star.
Was what it was all about, and that was this day we lost him in 1967. 1971, this date. Who didn't play? Well, Neil, when you were in school, the computer they had was basically an abacus, right?
That's when you were in school,
you didn't have computers. You had abacuses and various other things, and you used to count with rocks and other things. But those of us who went to school late 70s and in the 80s played Oregon Trail. We called it Oregon Trail, even though it's Oregon. The Oregon Trail computer game, first released by Minnesota Educational Computing Consortium. It was born right here.
Wow.
Playing it on your Apple IIe. How about you, Brian? You remember playing Oregon Trail?
Yeah. Most definitely.
On the old Apple IIe and the math lab. Mm. And then there was another one called Odell Lake, which I assume the Minnesota MECC probably invented that one, too. That's where you would fish for the Dolly Varden.
Wow. This is all hieroglyphics to me.
And you would always, when it came to the Oregon Trail, you'd always die of dysentery.
Oh.
Nobody ever died of cannibalism. It never got to that point.
Well, that's good.
On the Oregon Trail. That was good, certainly. But then sometimes, you know, you had to kill the horses and had to eat them. And then where are you after that? You're not going anywhere. You got to settle. No. You're not making it to Oregon.
No, you're done at that point.
1988 here this date.
My bike hit sand and fish tail. And I hit the front brake and flipped over and hit my head on the curb. Split my skull wide open to there. Knocked a hole in it that big. And I landed at the feet of a police officer. They picked me up. Got me on the table, and about 2 hours later, the surgery was over.
Gary Busey would never be the same.
Nope.
He's telling the story of his critical motorcycle accident this date, 1988. Changed him physically and mentally.
Right.
To be honest, that was in 88. Same day.
Only the lonely.
Actual audio from his last concert in Akron, Ohio. Roy Orbison.
Yeah, yeah.
He would die two days later. 1988.
What a talent.
1992. What does that mean when you hear that sound?
You've got mail?
It's a text. Is that not the iPhone text?
Little
notification?
Yeah, I think so.
First ever text message sent this date.
What year was that?
1992.
Wow.
We'd had cell phones for a while, but they had just then discovered how to send the short message service, SMS,
yes,
text message from phone to phone. And Neil Papworth, who's an engineer, 1992, that was kind of a fun thing.
We had an incident today, multiple incidents today in our practice, which involved Latrell Sprewell.
There were words exchanged back and forth, and asked Spree to leave practice. And he didn't, and the words kind of escalated to some physical contact.
Physical contact, including choking. And it was not a sleeper hold, Neil.
No, it wasn't.
It was an actual choke. Latrell Sprewell, who would go on to become a Timberwolf, he choked. Actually, this was not the date he choked P.J. Carlesimo's 3 days earlier, but he was suspended for 1 year, later reduced, and then reinstated. But he had a bit of a temper.
Yeah, and he had a bit of an accounting problem.
The Timberwolves, before the second year of the contract that he spent, and Timberwolves were looking to maybe sign him to an extension, they offered him a 3-year, $21 million contract extension before the 2004-05 season. Yeah. He claimed, I'm insulted, I have to feed my family.
Right.
Can't feed a family on 3 years, $21 million, apparently. I don't know where he's living.
No.
I don't know what Burger King is charging in his neighborhood. All right.
From Hollywood, it's everybody's game of strategy, knowledge, and fun. It's Tic-Tac-Toe.
Happy birthday, Wink Martindale.
Wink Martindale.
Not the defensive coordinator for the Giants.
Right, same name.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody.
Historic DJ. He's got a guy who kind of introduced us to Elvis. Introduced the world to Elvis on WHBQ in Memphis. The great Wink Martindale, Tic-Tac-Toe, is 90 today.
So many other game shows.
Pretty girls, danger, excitement.
I thought you had give up your double note span.
I can't, Uncle Jet. It's in my blood. I'm cut out for all that fighting and loving.
Well, there you was, right keen on being a brain surgeon.
Why, them rascals don't even lay in the same kraut barrel with the double knots. Why, a brain surgeon might go for days without doing no worthwhile fighting or loving.
He's Jethro. Yeah. I shudder at the thought of him being a brain surgeon. So Max Baer Jr., who was Jethro on the Beverly Hillbillies, 86.
Last night I took a walk after dark.
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. Ever been to Palisades Park?
Drove by it.
He's 83 today. 79 for Chris Hillman, friend of the show. Lead singer of the Desert Rose Band, and he got started in the Byrds, little Flying Burrito Brothers.
Yeah, he did it
very
all.
Very talented guy, Chris Hillman. Happy birthday to him.
Are you employed, Mr. Lebowski?
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me. You
know? He is the dude. He's Jeff Bridges, and he always abides. And he doesn't dress up either, does the dude?
No, he dresses down.
Jeff Bridges, 74. Marissa Tomei.
So tell me, how is it that a man like you, so bald and so quirky and funny, how is it you're not taken?
Now, Marissa, see, the thing is, I'm sort of engaged.
Not for long, though, because of some, let's just say cheap envelopes for wedding invitations. Neil, you know the story. Marissa Tomei is 59 here today.
Always enjoy her work.
Oh, yeah. My cousin Vinny, of course. Now she's Aunt May or whatever her name is. The aunt of
Spider-Man.
Aunt or aunt, whatever you want to say it, of Peter Parker. Yeah, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
This is a good guy.
Tino's the finest club owner in the city.
My best friend ever, right?
Yes.
Yes, we have a thing in my country about people like him. The coyote of the desert always likes to eat the heart of the young. When the blood drips down to the children for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And only the ribs will be broken in two.
Tino.
Okay, well, Mr. Burgundy, we will be honored if you will play jazz flute for us.
Brian from Bees on the River, do you ever serve food that way, where the blood drips down to the young for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Unfortunately, we do not.
Well, that's not good. Probably a good plan. Have you ever had anybody play jazz flute at your restaurant?
That you could use.
Yeah, Yaz flute. Maybe Bees on the River will get somebody. Let's get Ron Burgundy in to play some Yaz flute. Well, Aqualung.
At Bees on the River, you usually get educated when our Bader D, Mike Barfnick, comes in. And then you get all kinds of things.
Oh, Mikey, yeah. Yeah, we need to put him on a three-second delay. Rapper of the day, Fred Armisen, 57. Jay-Z. One of the better-known rappers, right up there as far as earnings. He's with Beyonce, is he not? Isn't that his wife? He's married to Beyonce?
I think so.
Beyonce Knowles, I think so. She's now Beyonce Z, 54. I know what you're doing. We got Dion Ferris. I know why you die. Good song here. Don't you think, Neil?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a big hit. She's 54, and then you probably remember this. I want to
fall in love. Oh, yeah. What happened to her?
Kind of disappeared. Said, you know,
Lila.
I've had a couple of hits.
Yeah.
I'm done. I've done what I wanted to.
She played herself on a key episode of Walker, Texas Ranger. I do remember.
Kind of like when the Bo Brummels guest starred on the Flintstones.
Right.
So Lila McCann, nowhere to be found in the country music industry, is 42. She's lost, but not forgotten.
But not forgotten. We may have to start a new category.
Right.
Lost, but not forgotten. Gone, but not forgotten today. We're going to start with I would assume he's one of us. From Austin, Minnesota, George Hormel.
I think Austin was actually part of Iowa during that time when he was born.
It might have been.
And then we annexed that. There was a big battle.
Yeah, since he was born 2 years after Minnesota became a state. Yeah.
Tastes pretty good. What kind of hamburger is this?
Spamburger hamburger.
Oh, I see. You cut it this way, and it makes 3/4-pound burgers.
That's a good deal.
Let's get a professional's view on spam.
Yep.
Brian, served. What do you think of spam?
You know what? It's usually not a huge seller when we do spam.
Oh, I tell you what, it won the war.
It really did.
It won the war.
It was
plus,
a key.
Plus, the infantry guys could use the goop in there. They could lube up their machine guns and their rifles and everything, right? How useful is that? You can use it as a hair gel. I mean, it's really useful.
It really does
everything. So you got that. So he's the guy who gave us spam and the chili and the whole thing.
And Denny Moore beef stew.
Something about that with the big thumbprint.
With Denny Moore. George Hormel, as they call it. You know, it's not Hormel. I mean, in Austin, we've talked about this. It's Hormel's. George Hormel, born on this day. The year was 1860. One of our favorite Spanish dictators, Francisco Franco.
And how about this?
Our top story tonight.
Our top story tonight.
The Alisimo Francisco Franco is still
Franco
dead.
Is still dead.
Good night and have a pleasant
tomorrow.
You've always wanted to be known as a Generalissimo, haven't you?
Yes,
isn't that been
really
your goal in life? How's that goal going?
Slowly. It's making its way very slowly. 1892. Let's go down because he's one of our favorites here on the morning show. Jim from Little House and me from Gunsmoke, Victor French.
Combed his hair with a wagon wheel, died with a toothache. Get easy. Get out the way, roll, Dan Tucker. It's too late. Get his supper. Supper's over and dinner's cooking. Old Dan Tucker just stand there looking.
He and Michael Landon had a camaraderie. Since they were together on a couple of different programs, right?
Well, I mean, he did Gunsmokes, like you said, but he also did Bonanzas.
Yes.
And then he did Little House, and then he did
and he played the
Highway
same
to
character
Heaven.
In Little House.
Right, he was Mr. Edwards, Isaiah Edwards.
And then, with Michael Landon, then they did the Highway to Heaven.
Taught Laura how to spit.
He also died very young of cancer. Victor French, born on this day, 1934. One of the Wilsons, their drummer, Dennis.
You can hear the drums in the background here. This is the last concert that Dennis Wilson was at and performing before his death when he drowned.
Right.
Oh, that Beach Boys music. So infectious.
It very much is. One of the founding members of the Beach Boys, drummer Dennis Wilson, who Jim mentioned died in a drowning accident young, born on this day, 1944. And one of the great guitar players for the Lynyrd Skynyrd Band, Gary Rossington.
This is from the Rossington Collins Band.
I have their album as well, a couple of them.
This song was on that. One
for
of
sure.
Them.
Yep. I remember this very well. He's a rock and roll Hall of Famer, Gary Rossington, born on this day, 1951. Sadly, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
That is sad, but we're not too sad to present them in a respectable way.
Very much so.
Here on the Bob Almanac. Would you like to start?
And Brian gets to pick.
Oh, he gets to pick. Okay, yeah. Very nice. Should have had Bellamy Brothers and or Eddie Montgomery queued up here, but maybe you should get Charlie McClain out to Riff Fest. She could open for somebody. Who's cheating who? Kenny Chesney might be out of your price range. Don't happen twice. You'd have to sell a lot of ribs to get Kenny Chesney out there, wouldn't you?
My wife would love that, though.
Yeah, exactly. And then Mary Chapin Carpenter, he thinks he'll keep her.
Let's go with Kenny Chesney.
All right, good pick. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Pete.
Neil, you too.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Alpha.